Jewish people, forgive Hitler today. Let it go. Let it go. And stop trying to force it on other people. Good night.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Yes, microphone. Okay. Good morning. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, December 11th, 2022. I am Luigi with the American branch of PNN. It's because my name is Luigi does not mean I'm Italian. Maybe I just like the Super Mario Brothers. Maybe childhood nickname was centered around Luigi, the brother to Mario, whose last name is Mario. Luigi Mario! That's my last name, Mario. Silly goose. My name is Luigi Mario. I'm named after Luigi from the video game. Yes, that faggot Luigi from Nintendo Fags. Yes, that Luigi. That is the one. It's from childhood, okay? You don't pick nicknames. They're just given to you, okay? It's just how it is. So what is the show going to be today? First, we will talk about Pup Ravage. He got doxxed, guys. It's real. And everything I said was right. Holy fuck, I'm always right. I'm amazing. If I'm not right, it's only because I'm too early. I'm not. It just hasn't happened yet. But it will. And I will be right. And they nuked it. They nuked the thread because it was doxing. And doxing is not allowed. So they nuked it. And I will not say his name because I don't agree with doxing. So I don't really. Like, I don't really need to. If you want to find out his name, you'll find it. You don't need to hear it from me. There's no reason for me to do it. So if you really want to find out, you could find out. I don't have to participate in that. There's no need. And that's one of the reasons the FBI get people, is for doxing people. And there's no reason to do it. So who cares? Fuck. Who gives a shit? He's just an idiot. The point is, we're not even to the thread. Holy fuck, you're getting ahead of yourself, Lou. Next thread. And then, World Peace 2, it's actually happening. God, we're so professional here at Pole News America. Pole News Network. America branch? Well, I can't even get the name of my show right today. Wow. It's that kind of day. Super professional, super amazing show. And then we'll talk about portable brain microwaves. That'll be the penultimate thread. The not ultimate, the pre-ultimate, penultimate thread. and then the finale thread, the ultimate thread. Elon Musk aims to ban Loli. That's the finale. There's only 10 replies. Who cares? That's the finale. 10 reply finale. Who cares? No fucks given. Is it even fake? Is it fake? Are there links? There's no links. It's probably a fake post. Don't care. That's the finale. Why not? Why not? Why not? We'll start with the real finale. Who cares? It's a quality show today. I wasn't even going to do a real show today. I was going to do YouTube shows again. But there was just too much quality intros and exits for today. I couldn't help it. I had to do a regular show. And Ken gave me intros, and everyone's giving me intros. Friends are giving me so many intros and outros. I'm going to miss them or something. Fuck. Thank you, friends. Thank you. Thank you. We all help each other. Anyways, let's laugh over Pup Ravage. It's real! Holy fuck, it's real, Z-Rears! And guys, exactly what I said was going on. He had subordinates underneath him. He was fucking. He was taking advantage of his peers. How dare he? Fucking faggots always taking advantage of people lower than them and younger than them. First post is an American saying, Jesus, it gets worse every day. If you only knew how bad things really are. Then we got, he has at least 8 fellow uninformed pups in his circle. But there's a lot of doxing info in there. I'm not going to go into it. There's a lot of, let's just say people under him didn't know he was kinky. And the ones that did were in bed with him, shall we say. Amazing. America says, I can't wait for all the diversity to die in the next war. Only silver lining to this degeneration of a once proud American institution. Dude, we're gonna have like robots and shit by then. They'll just be sitting in control rooms, flying drones into the enemy, and then crying about PTSD to the fucking counselor to get 100% Gibbs from our tax dollars. God, fuck, dude, you need to learn the Gibb system, okay? There's a system to get Gibbs in this country. Okay? If you're not getting Gibbs, you're not doing it right. Okay? There's a pathway to Gibbs. There's like easy pathways. You go through the military to get Gibbs, and then you declare post-traumatic stress disorder, and there's tricks to get 100% disability. Lots of people do it. I would never encourage such illicit things. We need to report those people that do those evil things to the authorities. Delete this now. Pups control the military. This will be swept under the rug. You don't know what you're dealing with, OP. Reddit space. Colonel Pup Snoopy in Cybark Pawfare. The sad thing is he's probably not joking. This is probably completely fucking serious, guys. The Reddit space makes me doubt that this is a joke. How much do you want to... And he has a meme flag as well. He's a meme flag-it as well. You know, two strikes. Two strikes. You're out, bitch. Yeah, that guy's definitely for realsies, I think. He's pretending to be ironic. Oh, they dox one of the other pups. That one of the pups gets doxed. The pups are getting doxed. The fucking chief dog is getting doxed. I can't believe it was real. Like, it was real. Dude. Pup Ravage. I just can't get over that fucking name. Pup Ravage. Pup Ravage. God, Pup Ravage. It just never gets old. This American says, guy's just living his life. Who cares? He's free to live his life, but he's the one that posted it out there for everybody to see. Posting on fucking Twitter and shit. So if he wants to be public about it, then he can face public backlash about it. I mean, I would feel slightly bad if he was trying to keep it in his private life and then people were hounding him about it and he was just trying to keep it private. But dude, this is a colonel in the military, whatever rank he is, that is literally abusing his subordinates, okay, and taking our tax dollars while he's doing it. So he's like fucking those undergraduates, those below him. He's taking advantage of his status and authority. Okay? Fuck. And he's retired. Holy shit. Getting money. This guy says, are these guys fags? Wow. What do you think, Anon? What do you think? What do you think? What do you fucking think? You think they're faggots? You think they fuck men in the ass? Wow. You really put those two together. Wow. Got a fucking genius here, guys. Got a genius. This American says, America's enemies are shaking in their boots. Oh my god. This really makes us look great, doesn't it? Strength of our military. Our military might... All of our enemies are quaking in their boots right now. Pup Ravage. Pup Ravage. Oh my gosh, this guy broke... Oh my gosh, dude. It's like people watch my video. They're like... I'm like, what are all these goddamn commendations and shit? This dude literally, like, lays it all out. Thank you. Army Aviation Branch insignia. I knew he was in the fucking army. You could tell by the stupid army colors. He's in the Air Force of the Army. I mean, people hate the Air Force, and people hate the Army, and this guy's like the Army Air Force. He's like what everybody hates. He's the worst of the worst. He got a bunch of fucking awards on his left. That's a bunch of awards he has for being a tranny lover or something. And then we got U.S. Army Headquarters United States Pacific Command patch. I was wondering what that was. It looked like there's like a Nazi bolt on it. There's a half of a Nazi bolt in it. You know, if these are fur faggots, you know they love fucking Hitler. You know they love Hitler secretly. There's a strange overlap with that community. You know why? Because they go on 4chan, and whoever goes on 4chan becomes fucking radicalized, okay? Everyone that goes on 4chan learns the truth about Hitler, okay? And how awesome he was. Fucking amazing of a man he was. How much of a superhero he was. He was kind of Power Ranger. He's like fucking E-energy. E-energy. And the children loved him. Children fucking goddamn loved that man. We got aviator badge. We got Defense Superior Service is what this one is. What the fuck is this? Bronze Star. There's a Bronze Star under here. We got Joint Service Commendation. We got National Defense Service. Oh my gosh. National Defense Service. Yeah. What are you defending us from? Are you defending Someone gonna attack us with penises and you're like holding your butt in the air to defend us? That was a terrible joke. Just cut that out. That's terrible. I will not cut it out. I will not cut that terrible joke out. You guys will get it. You'll get that faggy ass joke. That's horrible. No, I will not censor myself. Oh man, you fucked up. You're gonna deal with it, Lou. You're gonna deal with that. You're not gonna edit it out. Oh man, this is a terrible episode today. Maybe it's the best one yet. Who knows? Oh man, we got a Army Reserve Components badge, Armed Forces Expeditionary badge, Global War on Terrorism service. This guy fought the war on terrorism. And then he has an Army Service pin. There's the rainbow. The Army Service pin is a fucking rainbow. How faggy. Who did that? Who did that? God, the military sucks dick now. It was used to be amazing. People used to take pride in all of this. This used to be prideful and people's entire families would be dedicated to service. Now it's just faggots and pup ravage. NATO training mission in Iraq. This dude's part of the Antichrist. This dude, that's this one right here, this blue one. That means he's part of the Antichrist when you see this blue one. I was part of the Antichrist. Antichrist pin. That's amazing. Holy shit. Wow, thank you, Anon, for pointing all of those badges out. Wow. Who's digging into all of this? This is crazy. We got investigative 4chan going on. Are you guys bored? It's almost Christmas. Do you have time off? This American says, see all of the fags and trannies defending this shit makes me sick. The country deserves to lose to Russia and China. It's kind of just about you're representing our country, America. So is that what you want our country? Our country is a fetish mask? Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. Wait, there's children about, okay? There's children about. Fuck off, man. Come on. Can a child just walk down the street without being corrupted, please? Please? Holy fuck. God damn it. Savor their innocence. Protect it. At all costs. Jesus. Oh my gosh, they're pulling their dicks out on Twitter. What the fuck? What the fuck, dude? I feel like the longer I'm in this thread, the gayer I become. That joke is just proof of it. Ever figure out who these ladies were? Ladies? Those are all men. What the fuck? These dudes are groomers. They're basically grooming those underneath them. What the fuck? You like furry shit? Ooh. Wanna let me fuck you? What are these people doing? This is the most corrupt, most vile shit. And it just gets deeper and deeper. It gets deeper and deeper. A grand laugh. That's mine. You stole that. That's mine. That's mine. You stole that. Maybe I stole it and then you stole it too. We all steal it. You get a laugh. Everybody gets a laugh. I love 4chan. These are the best times. These times right here. These are the best times. Fagging it up. 4chan. Fagging it up on 4chan. These are the best times. Oh my god. They're in leather. What the fuck? BDSM. Oh, I'm done. I'm out. I wanted to get through the whole thread. I can't. It's too much. Been there too long already. Okay. Whew. Fagginess leaving. Heterosexuality returning. Okay, whew. Awesome. Feeling better. Good. Pussy. Pussy. Yeah, there we go. Oh, fuck. Boobies. There we go. We're back. World Peace 2, it's actually happening. I would play the video, but it's just Sam Hyde kind of mumbling about for an hour or something. He's doing World Peace 2 again. He's doing World Peace again, and it's the second one. Awesome. I can't wait. Sam Hyde's a genius. Did ye fund him? Did he get funded by ye? Strange timing. Strange timing with all of this. Would be sure strange if ye funded this man. What if, God, right after I said to? Kawinky dinks. I'm telling you, kawinky fucking dinks. When was this recorded? This was a day ago. Fuck, it has to be a coincidence. I talk about Kanye should fund Sam Hyde and then, holy fuck. There it is. And it's legit, guys. It's realsies. It's realsies. I'm going to stop saying that soon. Get your feel of realsies right now because it's going away. It's going to be like nacho fries. It's going to be here for 1 second, gone the next. Sam. Stop right there. Stop where you're at. God, Sam's a fucking genius. This guy said he's part kike. Like, he's a kike on his mother's side. Holy fuck. I feel like I'm a lot like Sam Hyde. I'm a whole lot like Sam Hyde. Are we cursed with crazy women in our lineage, Sam Hyde? Is that what we're cursed with? You're my role model, Sam Hyde. You're my role model. Except you drink too much. Stop drinking alcohol. You're fucking addicted to booze, bro. This man's drowning his sorrows with liquor. Man's addicted to alcohol. This guy said, did you know that Jet Neptune... This fucking idiot. Look at this guy. Look at this idiot. This guy looks literally retarded. He has a unibrow. Dude, trim your... Take a fucking razor blade and very gently put it between your fucking eyes and get rid of that fucking unibrow. Jesus fuck Christ, man. Put some pride in the way you look. Pluck it. Do something. Pluck it away. Fuck, man. Use Nair. Go buy some fucking Nair. Lather some Nair on there. Wait an hour. Don't wait an hour. Your skin will peel off. Wait like 15 minutes and then wipe it off. Boom. No more unibrow, dude. So fucking simple. Jesus Christ, man. Probably smell, too. This is the kind of guy that would smell. Dude, brush your teeth. All of you that watch my show, brush your teeth every fucking day. You degenerate bastards. And fucking clean yourself. Don't smell. Even if you can't smell yourself, I guarantee you other people can. Fuck. Wipe between your ass cheeks, you disgusting fucking pieces of shit. Ugh. Everyone will love you more for it. You'll love yourself more. Anyway, Jet Neptune, Sam's top henchman employee, is responsible for the fake Podesta Skippy video that led Paul on a wild goose chase some years back. He's also paid to post shill garbage on Paul. These people are not on your side. They're scammers out to promote for themselves and grift retards like you. I agree. Sam is a grifter, okay? But he's a memer. He's a troll. And if people get fooled by his trolls, who cares? I thought about giving his show money, his little paywall, but fuck Sam. I'm never going to give him money. I'm poor. If I need something really bad, like the Yee interview, I'll just leech it off of 4chan. That's what I do. I leech. And whatever, dude, they just want to promote their own content. They're doing it their own way. The dude's good with advertising. I mean, the whole Q thing, there's an art to it, man. Being all cryptic and vague. There's an art to it. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it if I wanted to. I can't do things other people do, but I can do my own stuff well. So, you know, I'll stick to doing what I'm good at, which is almost everything. Everything! I'm good at everything. The fucking generalized genius. Next thread. Penultimate thread. This will be a quick one. Portable brain microwaves. How fucked is the general population? Picture is, they're Bluetooth earbuds. They're literally the Apple ones too, the faggy ones, the faggiest ones you could buy. Everywhere I go, people have these things in their ears. There's yet to be a long-term study done on the effects of the frequencies they are pumping directly into the brain, and nobody seems to give a fuck. They probably make you retarded as well. I don't get it. What are the political implications of sheep frying the small amount of brain cells they have left? Explain this phenomena to me. I don't know. I think there's something to it. I think there's something to all of these Wi-Fi devices and stuff giving us cancer, phones giving us cancer. I think there's something to that. Definitely. Elon Musk does not think so. He specifically said he does not think that happens. That they're too, the waves are too small, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't happen, he said. What I say, I think it's possible. But this is the thing, dude. If you go down my train of thinking, it's very, very black pilling, okay? Because right now, if you believe in that, you are bathed in these fucking rays, man. If you're in an apartment complex, dude, you're bathed in so many fucking wireless signals that you can't escape it. You'd have to be in like a room of tinfoil, literally. You'd have to be in a tinfoil room, one of those Faraday cages. You'd have to be in a Faraday cage to stop it. There's no stopping it, man. It can go through walls. It acts kind of like a liquid, though, because it bounces off walls as well. It bounces around your house, but it can go through them as well. It bounces, it goes through. It's crazy. Some goes through, some doesn't. You can't get away from it, and you can't see it. It's invisible. All of these waves are invisible, completely invisible to our eyes. If you could see them, you wouldn't be able to, like, make out anything in your world because your vision would just be blocked by all this shit everywhere. Because you're just drowning in it. You're drowning in these waves. You can't get away from them. Everywhere you go, you're in them. If you have a signal on your phone, you're in them. You're bathed in them. You can't get away from them. Unless you go to the middle of fucking nowhere and you have, like, no signal on your phone, then you're not bathed in them anymore. Enjoy nature. And it does feel different. It feels different when you're out there. This guy says, I just got a pair of cheap air dots. I listen to music while I work out. Could be frying my brain. I went to B today. Dude, I would die if I didn't have these in my ears. Dude, I have to listen to podcasts and stuff while I work. It's just too monotonous. I would blow my brains out. I would literally just blow my brains out in the pain. I fucking would do it. That's how bad it monotonous normie work is to me. I'd have to listen to something. I have to be filling my brain with knowledge while I'm doing all these monotonous tasks that I don't get how just normies can't do these menial tasks that are so simple and easy and retarded and dumb. You can listen to podcasts, multitask, and do so much shit at the same time. Fuck. For me, it's these bad boys, Philips earbuds. I like earbuds, but fuck off. Those are shitty. I like shitty Panasonic earbuds, thank you very much. This American says, when I see someone with them in their ears during typical daily activity, I think of how big an idiot they are. Yeah, I have one in my ear at all times when I'm working. Gonna be listening to it all day. Deal with it. Deal with it. Deal with it. I'm not listening to your dumbass. I'm not gonna converse with you. Fuck off. I'm not getting paid enough. Okay? This is a shit-ass economy. They should be happy and privileged that I'm even working there and reliable. Fucking be happy. And then I'm a trustworthy employee that won't steal from them. They should be fucking happy. And I work all the time. I don't stop working because I want the day to go by faster. Fuck, I don't want to be sitting around doing nothing. Fuck. This leaf says, sleep under EMF blocking blanket or canopy. You know, that's pretty good. Why not? Why? That's a pretty good idea, actually. Get like a Faraday cage blanket. That's some schizo shit, but why not, really? Why not? You could just sleep with it, then at least half the day it's blocked. That's kind of a good idea, I think, actually. Fuck, someone get on that, steal that idea, market that shit. People will eat that up. Fuck, I need to write these notes down and become a millionaire. I'm just too lazy. I'm doing a show, I'm doing regular shit work. Fuck, I don't got time to make Faraday cage blankets and take advantage of schizos. Fuck. Next thread. Elon Musk aims to ban Loli. Fuck, do we get any more posts yet? Got two posts? Fuck. You guys can't post for my finale? Fuck, you assholes. I don't even know if this is real. I don't care. LoliCon Defense Task Force. Breaking news. All search results for hashtag Loli and hashtag LoliCon have been banned off of Twitter. So much for freedom under Elon Musk. Why are you using Twitter? Why are you using Twitter to search for LoliCon? Why would you? I don't understand why you would do such a thing. I mean, there's so many other things you could do. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand. Don't understand. Don't get it. Why would you use Twitter? Why would you use Twitter? You want the real thing? That's fucked up. That's not LoliCon. That's fucked up. That's cheese pizza. That's cheese pizza. Beast, you shouldn't be jacking off to porn if you're conservative. Why? A conservative's not allowed to jack off to porn. Can't be conservative and jack off to porn. Can't want the country to stay like it was and jack off to porn. So those two things can't exist inside the same box. Fuck, I think I'm like a walking proof of that being false. Whatever. This will not stand. Send a message to Yokani. This is treason. Anyone who believed Musk would bring freedom to Twitter is a retard. You're a woman, aren't you? Women are always the worst at 4chan. Yeah. I don't know. Women kind of know their place now, because if they let it on, then they get, you know, tits or get the fuck out. They know. Pedos just stick to 4chan anyway. They stick to B. Like Styx. That's how I could tell Styx is a pedo. He surfs B. That's how you know he's a pedo. And then he doesn't even dare broach the subject. That's how you know he likes children. Maybe that's bad to say. Maybe I shouldn't have. He has a child now. He probably would get so mad at me saying that. He's like, how could you say that, poor news? I'm a fucking comedy show. Calm your tits, Sticks. We have fun here. We're just joking around. It's like, how dare you? I'm not Sargon, you fuck. I have like 100 viewers. Go touch your child. You fuck. So I'm just going to clip that out of context to make him hate me. Do it. Make him hate me. That's the show. That's it. We're done. We're done. Do we have anything to talk about? Oh, Ken messaged me. He said he keeps trying to sub to me on YouTube, but it keeps unsubbing him from my YouTube channel. Keeps unsubbing Ken. Fool, Ken is my bud, you fools. You gotta pick people I don't know so that you don't inform me of these such things. I could so sue the shit out of them right now. I should just sue them in small claims court for $5,000, right? I should just sue YouTube for $5,000. I have so much proof they censored me, but then I would have to show the judge my racist channel. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't even think YouTube would show up, but I don't really even want to have to chance showing my channel to her or him or they, I guess. I think I would win that though, because I think my channel would hold up under scrutiny. Because all I talk about is the truth, really. Talk about the truth and reality. This eco-activist glued his hand to the cement. And now he can't. If he wants his hand back, they're going to have to cut off the hand or something. I don't know. It's glued. It's there forever now. You fucked up, you idiot. You done fucked up. Why would you use Gorilla Glue, bro? Or whatever the fuck you use. Use that one that like foams into all the crevices, dude. It's like all in your very pores of skin now. You're fucked. You can just use super glue and then rip off the top layer of your skin. Now it's like part of your hand. You fucking idiot. It's probably like chemical glue. So it's probably like in his very skin now. It's like in his skin layers now. Idiot. This leaf says, these idiots should realize glue is full of synthetic chemicals and petroleum derivatives. Don't explain that to him. He's an idiot. Fucking idiots. Dumb. Want to go save the planet? Go fucking have a baby. Go have a baby. Go save the planet by having a child. Go fucking promote the human race. We'll end the show with that. That's a great way to end the show. Procreate and promote the human race. There we go. That's a good one. Please like, comment, subscribe. I love you all. Hope you enjoyed the show. With a very shitty show, I guess. Whatever, every show's a fucking goddamn home run and you know it. Bye-bye.
Introducing Ectolife, the world's first artificial womb facility, powered entirely by renewable energy. Ectolife allows infertile couple to conceive a baby and become the true biological parents of their own offspring. It's a perfect solution for women who had their uterus surgically removed due to cancer or other complications. With Ectolife, premature births and C-sections will be a thing of the past. Ectolife is designed to help countries that are suffering from severe population decline, including Japan, Bulgaria, South Korea, and many others. The facility features 75 highly equipped labs. Each state-of-the-art lab can accommodate up to 400 growth pods or artificial wombs. Every pod is designed to replicate the exact conditions that exist inside the mother's uterus. A single building can incubate up to 30,000 lab-grown babies per year. Ectolife allows your baby to develop in an infection-free environment. The pods are made of materials that prevent germs from sticking to their surfaces. Every growth pod features sensors that can monitor your baby's vital signs, including heartbeat, temperature, blood pressure,